بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. ألا وإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، ففي هذه الليلة التي أسأل الله عز وجل أن تكون حجة لنا لا حجة علينا، وأن تكون نافعة طيبة بإذن الله تعالى، أتدارس وأتذاكر مع إخوان لنا في بريطانيا وأمريكا وأوروبا وباكستان وغيرها من الدول، أتدارس معهم موضوعا مهما بعنوان أضواء سلفية على ضلالات الخوارج. نعم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We are honored today to have with us our noble Sheikh, Dr. Ahmed ibn Umar ibn Salim Bazmul, حفظه الله, from Makkah al-Mukarrama. And he is a professor at the Umm al-Qura University in Makkah. So the Sheikh, Hafidahullah, he started by saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, after which he said the Khutbat al-Hajah, which is well known. And then the Sheikh, Hafidahullah, he proceeded to say that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this night of ours that he makes it in favor of us and not as an evidence against us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes it beneficial and good. And in this night, the Shaykh Hafidahullah said, I want to revise and study with my brothers in Britain, America, Europe and Pakistan, as well as other countries, a very important subject. And that subject is titled Adwa Salafiyya ala Dalalat al-Khawarij, the light of Salafiyya exposing the misguidance of the Khawarij. Naam Sheikh, tafaddal.
وقد جعلت هذه المحاضرة في العناصر التالية. الأول، تعريف الخوارج، والثاني الفرق بين الخوارج والبغاة، والثالث متى يسلم المسلم من منهج الخوارج، والرابع نشأة ومبدأ الخوارج، والخامس هل الخوارج وداعش نبتة سلفية، والسادس هل يوجد خوارج في هذا الزمان، والسابع ما ورد في السنة من بيان حالهم وصفاتهم، والثامن مناظرة ابن عباس للخوارج، والتاسع ماذا يحدث لو تمكن الخوارج من بلد أو في بلد من البلاد، ثم الجهاد الذي يدعون إليه، ثم الخاتمة. نعم.
عند الشيخ حفظه الله he said that this lecture tonight he has based, is going to present it with the following points. Point number one, the tariq of the Khawarij, yani the history of the Khawarij. Point number two, the difference between the Khawarij and the Bughat, those people who just cause bloodshed and killing. Point number three, when can a Muslim be safe from the methodology of the Khawarij? Point number four, the start of the Khawarij, their beginning and their start. Point number five, are Khawarij and Daesh, have they come about from Salafiyya? Point number six, in our time today, do Khawarij exist in our time today? Point number seven, what has come in the Sunnah describing their condition and the characteristics? Point number eight, the debate that Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma had with the Khawarij. Point number nine, what would occur if the Khawarij took control of a country? And then the Shaykh said, Hafidhullah, will talk about the jihad, which the Khawarij called to, and then it will be the conclusion, inshaAllah. Tafadhal Shaykhana.
أما تعريف الخوارج فقالوا الخوارج جمع خارجة أي طائفة يعني جماعة خارجة والمراد بهم الذين خرجوا على علي رضي الله عنه واستحلوا دمه ودم الصحابة وكانوا متشددين غالين في الدين. نعم.
So the Shaykh started with point number one regarding the tariq al-Khawarij, the history of the Khawarij. And the Shaykh is talking about the word al-Khawarij, that's plural of the word Kharija. And Kharija, it's a group of people who revolted against Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and they made the spilling of his blood lawful, and likewise the blood of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And the Shaykh wanted to say that they were very extreme in their deen. They were very extreme in the religion. Tafadda Shaykhna.
وَسُمُّوا بِالْخَوَارِجِ لأنهم حين ذكرهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يخرج من ضئضئ هذا فقيل لهم الخوارج. وقال بعض أهل العلم سموا بالخوارج لخروجهم على جماعة المسلمين. قال الإمام ابن عثيمين رحمه الله تعالى الخوارج سموا بذلك لخروجهم على إمام المسلمين. نعم.
الشيخ حفظه الله went on to say that the خوارج called خوارج because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned them, he said, "From the offspring of this man will come, they will come from the offspring of this man." So therefore, they were called al-Khawarij. However, some of the people of knowledge, they say that they are called Khawarij because they revolt and they rebel against the main body of the Muslims. And Shaykh Ibn Rahimahullah, he said the Khawarij are called Khawarij because they rebel and revolt against the Imam of the Muslims. Father Shaykhna.
إذن هذا هو تعريف الخوارج لغة وسبب تسميتهم بذلك. قال البربهاري رحمه الله تعالى: من خرج على إمام من أئمة المسلمين فهو خارجي، وقد شق عصا المسلمين وخالف الآثار، وميتته ميتة جاهلية.
نعم شيخ، هذا يقول إمام بربهاري رحمه الله: من خرج على إمام الأئمة المسلمين فهو خارجي وشق عصا المسلمين.
نعم.
نعم بعد ذلك شيخ.
وخالف الآثار ومات ميتة جاهلية.
شيخ حفظه الله went on to say, therefore, this what I just gave you is the definition of the Khawarij linguistically, and the reason why they are called Khawarij. Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah, he said, whosoever revolts and rebels against any imam from the imams of the Muslims, then he is a Khawarij. He's from the Khawarij, and he has split the Muslims. And he has gone against and opposed the narrations, and he has died a death of jahiliyyah. Fadl Shaykhna.
وقال الإمام ابن باز رحمه الله تعالى: إنما يستبيح الخروج على الدولة بالمعاصي هم الخوارج الذين يكفرون المسلمين بالذنوب ويقاتلون أهل الإسلام ويتركون أهل الأوثان. وقال أيضا الإمام ابن باز: الخوارج طائفة عندهم غلو، طائفة عندها غلو مجتهدة في الدين، عندهم اجتهاد في الصلاة والقراءة وغير ذلك، ولكن عندهم غلو يكفرون أهل المعاصي لشدة غلوهم. نعم.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله went on to say that Imam Ibn Baz رحمه الله that they make permissible rebelling against a country due to sins. The Khawarij, they make permissible rebelling against a country due to sins. And they declare Muslims to be disbelievers due to sins. And they fight the people of Islam, and they leave the people of idol worship. And likewise, Imam Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, he said, they are a group. They are extreme. They have a ghulu in the religion. They strive in acts of worship, such as the prayer and reading the Quran. However, they have a ghulu. They are extreme. And they make takfir. They declare the people who commit sins from the Muslims to be disbelievers, due to their extreme nature.
وقال الإمام العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى: من يرى جواز الخروج على أئمة المسلمين الذين هم مسلمون هذا رأي الخوارج. نعم.
And the Shaykh رحمه الله he said, Shaykh Uthaymeen رحمه الله he said, the one who sees the permissibility of rebelling against the imams of the Muslims who are actually Muslims, then this is the opinion of the Khawarij. Tafadda Shaykh.
وألفت النظر إلى أن الخوارج منهم من يكفر بالذنوب، وأيضا من الخوارج من يرى جواز الخروج على الإمام وإن لم يكفر بالذنوب، فكلاهما يوصف بكونه خارجيا، لأن بعض الناس يظن أننا لا نسمي الخارجي خارجيا حتى يكفر بالذنوب، والخوارج أنواع وطوائف يجتمعون في السلاح وفي الخروج على الحاكم المسلم. نعم.
Then the Sheikh Hafizahullah, he said that he wants to bring our attention to a very important point, and that is the Khawarij. From amongst them are those who declare Muslims to be disbelievers due to sins. And likewise, amongst them you have those who see the permissibility of rebelling against the Imam of the Muslims, even if they don't declare Muslims to be disbelievers due to sins. Both are described as being from the Khawarij. And this is because some people, they think that we cannot call someone, or we cannot declare someone to be from the Khawarij until he declares Muslims to be disbelievers due to sins. And Khawarij are different types and different groups, and they all have one thing in common, and that is weapons. They carry weapons and they rebel against the Muslim ruler. تفضل شيخنا.
والخروج على نوعين: خروج بالسلاح، وخروج، وهو النوع الثاني، خروج باللسان، وهو عبارة عن تهييج وتثوير العوام على ولاة أمرهم حتى يخرجوا عليهم ويقتلوهم. فإذا الخروج قد يكون بالسلاح وقد يكون باللسان. نعم.
And the Shaykh Hafizahullah went on to say that al-khuruj, rebelling and revolting, is of two types. Number one is done with the weapons, and number two is done with the tongue. And then the Shaykh went on to explain the one done with the tongue is basically whereby they incite the general masses against the rulers, so much so that they go out and start rebelling against the Muslim rulers and they kill them. So therefore, khuruj, rebelling, can be done with weapons, and can be done with the tongue. تفضل شيخنا.
والسؤال الذي يمكن أن يسأل: أيهما أشر، الخروج باللسان أم الخروج بالسلاح؟ قال أهل العلم: الخروج باللسان أشر من الخروج بالسلاح. لماذا؟ لأن الخروج باللسان يكون فيه تثوير لعامة الناس، لا يمكن السيطرة عليهم، الكل يخرج، الكل يثور، الكل يدخل ويشارك في الفتنة. وأما الخروج بالسلاح فغالبا ما يكون في طائفة محدودة، عدد قليل غالبا ما يمكن السيطرة عليه. فمنها هنا كان الخروج باللسان شر من الخروج بالسلاح. نعم.
And the Shaykh Hafidahullah, he went on to say that a question that can be asked here is that which of them are more evil? Which one of these is more evil? The khuruj with the tongue or the khuruj with the weapons? The people of knowledge, they said the khuruj with the tongue is worse than khuruj with weapons. Why is this so? This is because khuruj, rebelling, doing khuruj with the tongue, here you are inciting and the people to revolt. The great masses of people, you are inciting them to go out and revolt. And when they do so, it is not possible to control them. There is no control on them. Because all of them will come out. All of them will revolt. All of them will take part in this fitna, in this trial and tribulation, in this fitna. As for the khuruj with the weapons, then it's done by a group of people, a limited number of people. And they are small in number in comparison. And majority of the times it's possible to control them. And this is why doing khuruj with the tongue is worse than doing khuruj with weapons. Tafadhal Shaykhana.
قال عبد الله بن محمد أحد السلف، قال رحمه الله تعالى: قعد الخوارج هم أخبث الخوارج. قعد الخوارج يعني القعدية، والقعدية هم الذين يثورون الناس ولا يخرجون معهم، يزينون الخروج للعوام، ولكن هم قاعدون لا يشاركون بالسلاح. وهؤلاء القعدية، يقول عبد الله بن محمد، هم أخبث الخوارج. هذا يدل على أن الخروج باللسان شر من الخروج بالسلاح. نعم.
He said, the Qa'adiyya from the Khawarij, they are the worst of Khawarij. They are the most repulsive. And the Shaykh wanted to say, the Qa'adiyya are those, they sit. They don't go out themselves with weapons and fight and do revolutions. Rather, they just sit and they incite others and they beautify khuruj, revolutions for others, while they themselves sit. And this is why Abdullah ibn Muhammad rahimahullah said, this category of khawarij are the worst of khawarij. So this again goes to show that khuruj done with the tongue is worse than khuruj, rebellion done with weapons. Tafadhal Shaykhana.
قال الإمام العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى: الخروج على الإمام يكون بالسيف ويكون بالقول والكلام. ونحن نعلم أنه لا يمكن خروج بالسيف إلا وقد سبقه خروج باللسان والقول، نعم.
Then the Shaykh Hafidahullah went on to say that Imam Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he said that khuruj against the imam of the Muslims can either be done with weapons or can either be done with speech. And the Shaykh said, and we know that it is not possible to do khuruj with weapons except that it is preceded by khuruj with one's speech and tongue. Tafadhal Shaykhana.
ومما يدل أيضا على خطورة الخروج ما ذكره عبد الله بن عكيم حين قال والله لا أعين على دمي أي على إراقة دمي خليفة أبدا بعد عثمان. فقيل له أو أعنت على دمه؟ يعني أنت لم تكن من الذين خرجوا عليه وقتلوه. فقال عبد الله بن عكيم وتأملوا قوله قال إني أعد أي أعتبر ذكرى مساوئه عونا على دمه، يعني أن تذكر أخطاء الحاكم الشرعي للعوام و تستمر في سبه وشتمه وتنقصه، هذا يجعل العوام يثورون على الحاكم مما يؤدي إلى قتله. نعم.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله, he went on to say, and what further shows the danger and the seriousness of khuruj is the statement of Abdullah ibn Uqayl, who said, Wallahi, by Allah, I will not aid in spilling the blood of a ruler again. Meaning the Khalifa, he was talking about the Khalifa Uthman radiallahu anhu, that I will not after this aid in spilling the blood of another Khalifa, another ruler. So it was said to him, and did you do this? And this was said to him because he did not actually go out and revolt, and neither did he kill Uthman radiallahu anhu. However, he said something, and the Shaykh said, I want you to pay attention to this. He said that I consider mentioning his mistakes, aiding in spilling his blood. So the Shaykh then, Hafidhullah, said, therefore, mentioning the mistakes of the ruler to the general people and abusing him and slandering him, this will make the Khawari, this will make these people go out and revolt against the Muslim ruler, which will eventually result in killing him. Fadhal Shaykhana.
والذي ينبغي أن نتنبه له أن بعض الناس قد يقع في مذهب الخوارج عن طريق الكلام واللسان وهو لا يدري، ففي وسائل التواصل التويتر والفيسبوك والواتساب وغيرها من وسائل التواصل، كل من كتب كلمة في فتنة تؤثر في الناس فإنه تؤثر في الناس فتنة وتؤدي إلى إراقة الدماء، فإنه يخشى عليه أن يكون سلك ذلك المسلك. ودعاة الإخوان ودعاة الثورات والانقلابات والاعتصامات والمعارضين للحكام، هؤلاء كلهم من الخوارج القعدية الذين يكتبون الكلمة فتبلغ الآفاق وتشعل النيران وتؤجج الفتن بكلمة تراق الدماء وتهدم البيوت وتتلف الأموال ويخاف السبل. لذلك الإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى يقول: ولا تعن، لا تساعد، ولا تعن على فتنة بيد ولا لسان، ولكن اكفف يدك ولسانك وهواك، والله المعين. نعم.
Then the Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he went on to say, what is necessary that we pay attention to is that some people, they fall into the madhab, the way of the Khawarij, on by way of the tongue, and they don't even know. So in these means of communication that we have today, from Twitter, Facebook, WhatsApp, and other than them, whoever writes a word which provokes fitna and it affects the people and it causes fitna and it leads to spilling of blood, there is fear for this person that he is treading the path of the Khawarij. And the caller from Al-Ikhwan, a Muslim Brotherhood, and the callers of revolutions and the callers of the callers of demonstrations, the callers of revolutions, the callers of sit-ins, and those who are obstinate with the Muslim rulers, then they are all from the Khawarij al-Aqadiyyah. Khawarij Qa'adiyyah. Khawarij that is sick, who write things, and then what they write, it reaches the horizons, it reaches everywhere, and it spreads everywhere, and it causes fitan and problems. And blood is spilled. Blood is spilled. People are killed, wealth is destroyed, houses are destroyed, the paths were not safe anymore to travel on. And Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he said, don't aid in fitna with your hand or your tongue, but rather refrain your hand and refrain your tongue. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the mu'in, He's the helper. Now, Shaykh, call Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, اكفف يدك ولسانك.
نعم. ولا تعن على فتنة بيد ولا لسان, ولكن اكفف يدك ولسانك وهواك.
نعم. So Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said, therefore refrain your hands and your tongue and your desires. Restrain them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mu'in, the one who aids. Tafadhal shaykhana.
وبعد أن عرفنا منهج الخوارج وتعريفهم, يظهر لنا بوضوح أن هناك جماعات لها أسماء ولكنها في الحقيقة هي خوارج, هي من الخوارج. فمن ذلك الدواعش, فإن الدواعش من أخبث الخوارج, بل أشبه ما يكونون بالقرامطة كما سيأتي إن شاء الله. وأيضا تنظيم القاعدة من الخوارج, وجبهة النصرة من الخوارج, وأنصار الشريعة من الخوارج, وجماعة الإخوان والقطبية من الخوارج. لماذا؟ لأنهم كلهم يرون إسقاط الحاكم الموجود, ويرون الخروج عليه, ويعدون الشباب ويهيئون الشباب للخروج على الحاكم، فهؤلاء وإن اختلفت أسماؤهم دواعش، تنظيم قاعدة، جبهة النصرة، أنصار الشريعة، قطبية، إلا أن منهجهم واحد وهو الخروج على الحاكم الشرعي وإسقاط النظام القائم، فهذا هو عين مذهب الخوارج. نعم.
And the Shaykh Hafidahullah, he said, after now that we know the methodology of the Khawarij and who they really are, it becomes very clear to us that there are many groups out there who have different names. However, in reality, they are all from the Khawarij. And the Shaykh said, from them is Daesh, and they are from the worst of the Khawarij. And they strongly resemble Al-Qaramita, which the Shaykh will speak about very soon. Likewise, the organization of Al-Qaeda, they are also from the Khawarij. And also Jabhatun Nusra, and Ansar al-Sharia, and likewise the Ikhwan, the Muslim Brotherhood, and the Qutubis, they are all from the Khawarij. And this is because they see it permissible to topple or to bring down the current ruler and to rebel against him. And they prepare and they incite the youth to do this, to go against the Muslim ruler, to rebel against him and to overthrow him. So all of them have different names, but the methodology is one. And that is to rebel against the Shara'i leader and to bring him down and his organization. And this is from the madhab of the Khawarij. Tafadhal Shaykhana.
وهنا أيضا لا بد من تنبيه مهم، وهو لا تظن يا عبد الله أن الخوارج منعزلون عن المجتمع، كانوا سابقا يكونون في الجبال وفي الصحاري والقفار، يتميزون عن المجتمع بالسلاح، ولكن منهم القعدية فيكونون في وسط المجتمع فلا يعرفون. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية: الخوارج لما كانوا أهل سيف وقتال ظهرت مخالفتهم للمجتمع حين كانوا يقاتلون الناس، وأما اليوم فلا يعرفهم أكثر الناس. لماذا؟ انتهى كلام ابن تيمية. أنا أقول لماذا؟ أقول لأنهم مخالطون للناس في المجتمع وروجوا أفكارهم على العامة، فصار العامة يظنون أن باطل هؤلاء هو الحق. لذلك كان الواجب على المسلم أن يعرف منهج هؤلاء الخبثاء، كما سيأتي إن شاء الله من كلام الإمام العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى، حتى يحذرهم. نعم.
Then the Shaykh Hafidahullah went on to say there's another very important point, and that is the Shaykh said, don't think, O servant of Allah, that the Khawarij are separate from the society, that they are not immersed in society. And in the past, they used to be separate from the society. They used to be away from them in mountains and in deserts. And they used to be distinguished by carrying weapons. However, you also now have the Qa'adiyya, those type of Khawarij which are living amongst the society, and they are spreading their ideology amongst the people. And Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said al-Khawarij, when they used to be separate from the society, and they used to live in deserts and remote areas, they used to be known, because they used to go also and kill the people. They used to be known. They were distinguished. However, today, many of the people do not know them. Shaykhana ala qawl Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah.
Nah.
Jumlat al-ula, yani, الخوارج لما كانوا
يقول رحمه الله تعالى لما كانوا أهل سيف وقتال ظهرت مخالفتهم للجماعة حين كانوا يقاتلون الناس وأما اليوم فلا يعرفهم أكثر الناس.
Then the Shaykh حفظه الله wanted to say that another very important point. And that is, the Shaykh said, don't think, O servant of Allah, that the Khawarij are separate from the society, that they are not immersed in society. And in the past, they used to be separate from the society. They used to be away from them, in mountains and in deserts, and they used to be distinguished by carrying weapons. However, you also now have the Qa'adiyya, those type of Khawarij which are living amongst the society, and they are spreading their ideology amongst the people. And Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said al-Khawarij, when they used to be separate from the society, and they used to live in deserts and remote areas, they used to be known, because they used to go also and kill the people. They used to be known. They were distinguished. However, today, many of the people do not know them. Shaykhana ala qawl Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah.
Nah.
Jumlat al-ula, yani, al-Khawarij lamma kanu.
Yaqul rahimahullah ta'ala, lamma kanu ahla sayfin wa qital, zaharat mukhalafatuhum lil jama'ah. حين كانوا يقاتلون الناس وأما اليوم فلا يعرفهم أكثر الناس.
نعم جزاكم الله خير. So Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said Khawarij, when they used to carry weapons and used to kill, then their opposition was well known to the people, because they used to go kill the people. However, now many of the people don't know them. And this is the end of Sheikh Islam's speech. And then the Sheikh went on to say, I will tell you why most of the people don't know them today. And that is because they are living amongst the people. They mix with the society. And they spread their ideology amongst the general masses of people. Amongst the general people, they spread their ideology. So the people start to believe that their falsehood is the truth. That their falsehood is the truth. So it is necessary for the general people that they are aware of the manhaj of the Khawarij, so that they can be aware of it and stay away from it. فالشيخ الجملة الأخيرة بارك الله فيكم شيخ قلتم يعني يجب على عامة الناس أن يعرف.
أي نعم، لماذا لم يعرفهم الناس؟ لأنهم خالطوا الناس وروجوا أفكارهم حتى ترى العامة يتكلمون بكلام يوافق الخروج، وهم لا يعتقدون مذهب الخوارج، ولكن تأثروا وهؤلاء استخفوا في المجتمع.
طيب خير إن شاء الله، أنا ترجمت هذا الشيخ. تفضل شيخ بارك الله فيك.
نعم، قال الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى: الواجب على طلاب العلم أن يبينوا أن هذا المنهج منهج خبيث، منهج الخوارج الذين استباحوا دماء المسلمين وكفوا عن دماء المشركين. نعم.
الشيخ حفظه الله even on to say الإمام الثمين رحمه الله he said it's obligatory upon the students of knowledge that they clarify that this manhaj, this methodology is an evil and repulsive methodology. And the methodology of the Khawarij who make permissible the spilling of blood of the Muslims and they leave spilling the blood of the mushriks, the polytheists. Tafadhal Shaykh.
وأيضا ذكر بعض أهل العلم إلى أن من علامات الخوارج في المجتمع الأمور التالية: منها التنظيمات السرية، كما قال عمر بن عبد العزيز رحمه الله تعالى: ما اجتمع قوم في خفاء إلا قاموا عن تأسيس ضلالة. فهذه التنظيمات السرية والتحزبات السرية ينتج عنها مذهب الخوارج. نعم
شيخنا، قول أمنا بن عبد العزيز: ما اجتمع قوم في خفاء إلا قاموا على تأسيس الدلالة.
نعم.
Then the Shaykh Hafidah Allah went on to mention that some of the people of knowledge have mentioned the signs, their signs, the signs of the Khawarij in the society. And from amongst these signs is that they have any secret organizations. And this is why Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahullah, he said, no people to get together in secrecy or in secret, except they establish a misguidance, except they leave the establishment of a misguidance. So these secret organizations and secret parties, it results from these secret organizations, secret parties, the Khawarij. The Khawarij are the result of these secret organizations and secret parties. Further, Shaykhana.
أيضا من العلامات طعنهم في الحكام وتنقصهم للحكام وذكر أخطاء الحكام، وكثير منها كذب وافتراء. فمن يشتغل بالطعن في الحكام ويحاول دائما أن يظهرهم في صورة العصاة الفاسقين، لا شك أن هذا من منهج الخوارج، ودليل على أنه من القعادية. نعم.
الشيخ حفظه الله wanted to say that from amongst the signs is them abusing and slandering and speaking bad of the Muslim rulers and belittling them and mentioning their mistakes. And their mistakes, most of them are fabrications and lies that they've made up. So whosoever busies himself with slandering the Muslim rulers, and trying to portray a picture that they are sinners and disobedient, and this is from them, and this is a sign, this is from the methodology of the Khawarij, and it's a sign that this person is from the Al-Khawarij Al-Qa'adiyyah. Fadal Shaykhana.
لذلك السلفيون لما تولى بعض الحكام المناصب قالوا السمع والطاعة والصبر على ولاة الأمور مع كل حاكم تولى منصب برا كان أو فاجرا يأمرون الناس بذلك ويعلمونهم السنة في ذلك. وأما الخوارج القعدية إذا كان الحاكم ليس من حزبهم أو ليس من جماعتهم فإنهم يطعنون فيه ويأمرون العوام بالاعتصامات والإضرابات وعدم السمع والطاعة. ولنضرب مثالا على ذلك، لما تولى مرسي في مصر قال السلفيون السمع والطاعة له، وقالت الجماعات الأخرى نعم السمع والطاعة لمرسي. السلفيون حينما يقولون السمع والطاعة لمرسي من باب الامتثال للأمر النبوي والمنهج السلفي، وأما الحزبيون والإخوان والقطبيون لما قالوا السمع والطاعة لمرسي من باب أنه من جماعتهم ومن حزبهم. ثم لما تولى السيسي قال السلفيون السمع والطاعة للسيسي هو الحاكم المتغلب، أما أولئك الجماعات الأخرى لم يرضوا بالسيسي وأمروا العوام بالخروج وأقاموا الفتن وسبوا وتنقصوا في السيسي. ما هذا التناقض؟ ما هذا الأمر الذي يقعون فيه يخالفون فيه السنة ومنهج السلف الصالح؟ لذلك أنا أذكر نفسي وأذكر جميع إخواني بأن المنهج السلفي يأمر بالسمع والطاعة للحاكم الشرعي برا كان أو فاجرا، نسمع له ونطيع ولا نخوض في الفتن، هذا هو المنهج الحق. بارك الله فيكم، تفضل.
الشيخ حفظه الله يسأل أصحاب السلفيز when a حاكم or when a ruler takes a position of authority, then we say hear and obey. We say hear and obey this ruler, no matter what he is, whether he's a pious or he's a disobedient, whatever he is. And likewise, we order the people with this, and we teach the people the sunnah regarding this. As for the Qa'adiyya, then if the ruler is from their group and their party, then they also say the same thing, hear and obey, and they order the people. As for the Qa'adiyya, if the ruler is not from their group or not from their party, then they slander him and they order the people to conduct demonstrations and strikes and sit-ins and not to obey him. And a clear example of this is when Mursi became the leader in Egypt, the Salafis, they said, hear and obey. And the other groups likewise, they said, yes, hear and obey. However, when we Salafis, we say hear and obey, we do it out of aiding the Sunnah and out of following and aiding the correct manhaj, the manhaj of the Prophet, the methodology of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As for these other groups, then they said, hear and obey, because he was from their group. He was from their party. And this is why when Sisi took over, the Salafi said the same thing again. They said, hear and obey him. As for the other groups, then they are not happy with this. Rather, they called to revolutions and to overthrow him. And they called to fitan and problems. And the Shaykh said, what kind of contradiction is this? What kind of affair is this? In which they are opposing the manhaj, the methodology of the Salaf. And the Shaykh wanted to say, therefore I remind myself and remind my brothers that Salafi is the one who orders with hearing and obeying whether the ruler is pious or not pious. And that we do not entertain or we do not go into fitan, trials and tribulations. We stay away from them. Tafadhal Shaykhana.
أيضا من علامات الخوارج الطعن في العلماء السلفيين ورميهم بمداهنة الحكام ورميهم بأنهم يحرصون على المناصب والمال، فإن من يرمي العلماء السلفيين بذلك هذا دليل على أنه يبغض الحكام ويبغض العلماء، وهو دليل على أن قلبه مريض بمرض الخوارج. نعم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah continued to say that from the علامات, from the signs of the خوارج, is that they slander the Salafi scholars, and they accuse them of flattering the مداهنة, like flattering the rulers. And they accuse them of seeking position and wealth. So whoever accuses the Salafi scholars of such things, then this is a sign that he has hatred in his heart against the rulers and the scholars. And his heart is sick, is diseased with the disease of the Khawarij. Father Shaykhana.
إذن هذه بعض العلامات التي يمكن أن نعرف بها الخوارج، وكذا أيضا كما هو معلوم إذا كان يكفر بالمعاصي فإن هذا من علامات الخوارج، يستعظم المعاصي ويراها كفرا أو كأنها كفر، فإن هذا من علاماتهم، كما جاء في الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي الأثر عن السلف الصالح في وصف الخوارج. نعم.
Then the Shaykh Hafidhullah, he wanted to say, so these are some of the signs of the Khawarij by which we can know the manhaj of the methodology of the Khawarij and who they really are. And likewise from their signs, is that they make takfir, they declare Muslims to be disbelievers due to sins. And this is from one of their signs. So they consider sins to be kufr, disbelief. And this is from amongst their signs, as has been explained in the hadith that have come, and likewise the narrations that have come from the Salaf. Tafadhal Shaykhana.
والعنصر الذي يليه، ما الفرق بين الخوارج والبغاة؟ الفرق بينهما عند أهل العلم يظهر بمعرفة أن الخوارج مبتدعة يرون جواز الخروج، بل أيضا قد يرون وجوب الخروج على الحكام وقلب الحكم القائم، ويستبيحون الدماء ويستحلونها. وأما البغاة فهم أهل معصية ليسوا بمبتدعة، ويقاتلون تأويلا لا استحلالا للدم. ولذلك وصف الله البغاء في قوله تعالى: وإن طائفتان من المؤمنين اقتتلوا فأصلحوا بينهما فإن بغت إحداهما على الأخرى فقاتلوا التي تبغي حتى تفيء إلى أمر الله. فوصفهم بالمؤمنين. وأما الخوارج فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وصفهم بأوصاف سيئة كما سيأتي إن شاء الله تعالى. نعم.
Then the Shaykh Hafidahullah went on to say, and the point that follows on from that point number two is, what is the difference between the Khawarij and the Bughat? The Khawarij, and against those tyrants, those transgressors. The Shaykh said, the people of knowledge have mentioned the difference between them. It becomes apparent by knowing that the Khawarij are innovators who see it permissible to do khuruj, rebel against the Muslim rulers. However, rather some of them see that this is something obligatory, to revolt against the Muslim rulers and to bring down the current ruler. And they make permissible the spilling of blood. As for the Bughat, those tyrants and transgressors, then they are people of sin. They are not innovators, but rather they are sinners. And they kill out of false interpretation, not out of seeing it permissible, spilling of blood. They don't hold it permissible to spill blood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the ayah regarding them, which is, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اَقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. That if two parties from the believers, they fight against each other, أَصْلِهُ بَيْنَهُمَا, then try to rectify their affairs between them, amongst them. So here the Shaykh, the point he's trying to make, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them as mu'mineen, as believers. Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described in the Sunnah, the Khawarij, with other characteristics, with evil and bad characteristics, which the Shaykh will talk about now. Tafadhal Shaykhana.
وأما العنصر التالي فهو متى يخرج الرجل من قول الخوارج, يعني متى يسلم من قول الخوارج, متى يكون صادقا ليس خارجيا. الجواب في قول البربهاري رحمه الله تعالى, قال: من قال الصلاة خلف كل بر وفاجر, يعني من الحكام, والجهاد مع كل خليفة, ولم يرى الخروج على السلطان بالسيف, ودعا لهم بالصلاح, فقد خرج من قول الخوارج أوله وآخره. انتهى. فهذا معناه أن هذه الأمور علامة على أن صاحبها ليس بخارجي. يرى الصلاة خلفهم لأن الخوارج يكفرونهم ولا يرون الصلاة خلف الحكام. وأيضا لا يجاهدون معهم ويقاتلون معهم. وأيضا يرون الخروج على السلطان بالسيف. وأيضا يدعون على الحكام بالسوء. فمن كان بخلاف ذلك كان سلفيا وصاحب سنة مع الأمور الأخرى. وأما من يرى عكس هذه الأمور التي ذكرها فإن فيه نفس الخوارج. نعم.
Then the Shaykh Hafidahullah, he went on to say, we move on to point number three. And that is, when can a person be safe from the manhaj of the Khawarij? When can a person be saved from the manhaj of the Khawarij? Yani, when do we consider a person not to be from the Khawarij? The Shaykh will say, well, the answer for this is basically in the speech of Imam Barbahari rahimahullah, who said, whosoever says that you can pray behind every imam, whether he is righteous or a wicked imam, a disobedient one, and that you do jihad with all the khalifas, and he doesn't see it permissible to rebel against the Muslim ruler, and he makes dua for them for their rectification, then he has exited the Khawarij, the manhaj and the way of the Khawarij, all of it. So this is from the signs of a person who is not a Khariji, who is not from the Khawarij. So he sees it permissible to pray behind all the Muslim rulers. However, the Khawarij, they do not deem this permissible. Rather, they make takfir of they declare them to be disbelievers. And neither do they make jihad with them. And they see it permissible to rebel against the Muslim rulers. And they call upon them with evil, rather than calling for them, rather than making dua for them with goodness and with rectification. They make dua against them. So it's possible, therefore, to know from these characteristics and these traits that Imam Barbahari rahimahullah mentioned, that this person who has such traits, he is not from the Khawarij, but rather he is from the people of Sunnah. And the one who is opposite to this, then he has in him the style of the Khawarij. Yes, like basically his style and his way is the way of the Khawarij. تفضل شيخنا.
وأما العنصر التالي وهو مبدأ خروجهم وأصل نشأتهم، فأصل نشأتهم من ذاك الرجل ذو الخويصرة الذي خرج على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال له اعدل يا محمد، فأخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه يخرج من ضئضئ هذا، أي من شكله ومن جنسه الخوارج، كما سيأتي إن شاء الله. وأول ظهورهم وخروجهم كان في زمن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه. وبدعة الخوارج هي أول بدعة في الإسلام، ظهرت في الإسلام كما ذكر ذلك أهل العلم. وذو الخويصرة الصحيح من قول أهل العلم أنه ليس بصحابي، أنه ليس بصحابي، كما نص على ذلك جماعة من أهل العلم نعم.
Then the Shaykh Hafidhahullah moved on to the next point to explain the start and the beginning of the Khawarij. And the start and the beginning of the Khawarij was by a man whose name is Dhul Khuwaisara, who he opposed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and went against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Be just, O Muhammad." And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that from his offspring will come the Khawarij. The Khawarij will be from this man's offspring. And this will come, inshallah, soon. The Shaykh will talk about this soon. And they first appeared, these people, Khawarij, in the time of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this Khawarij or Khuruj, this is the first bid'ah, first innovation that appeared in Islam, as has been mentioned by the people of knowledge. And likewise, as for Dhul Khuwaysara, then what is correct from the statements of the people of knowledge, that he was not a companion. He was not a companion, as has been explained by a group of the people of knowledge. Fadal Shaykh.
وأما العنصر التالي فهو هل داعش الخارجية التي تنتهج منهج الخوارج هل هي نبتة سلفية وهل الدواعش متفقون مع السلفيين وإنما يختلفون في التطبيق فأقول هذه فرية وبهتان مبين على السلفيين وعلى المنهج السلفي الرصين لا والله الذي لا إله إلا هو لا علاقة أبدا لا من قريب ولا من بعيد بين المنهج السلفي وبين الدواعش قبحهم الله وأما ذاك المتكلم فالله وحده يكفينا شره ويرد كيده إذ يرمي السلفيين ويرمي المنهج السلفي بهذه الفرية العظيمة في الوقت الذي يكيل المدح للتكفيريين ويكيل الثناء لهؤلاء الخوارج فقبح الله الحزبية كيف تمسخ الإنسان وتجعله يرى الباطل حقا والحق باطلا نعم.
Then the Sheikh حفظه الله, he moved on to the next point, talk about Daesh. The Sheikh wanted to say that Daesh, are they Salafis? Are Dawa'ish from the Salafis? شيخنا ذكرتم يعني الدواعش من السلفيين يختلفون في التطبيق وقبل ذلك شيخ قلتم
أن داعش يعني نبتة بمعنى أن أصلهم خرجوا من السلفيين أنهم مثل النبات الذين نبتت في أرض سلفية.
نعم. أي نعم. فقلتم يعني الدواعش من السلفيون يعني هم يعني نفس المنهج ولكن يقولون يختلفون في التطبيق.
نعم هكذا يقولون. يقول بعض الحزبيين هكذا.
نعم. طيب شيخ. So the Sheikh said داعش basically, did they come about from Salafiyin? Was that their asal, their origin? And because some of the Hizbis, they say that basically, yes, the manhaj, the methodology is one, the Salafis and the Daesh, but their practice is different. The implementation is different. And the Shaykh said this is a great lie. And this is buhtan al-firya. This is a great fabrication and a great lie upon the Salafis and upon the manhaj Salafi, upon the material Salafi. And the Shaykh swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said there is no connection, not from close or from far, between the Salafis and the Daesh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uglify them and destroy them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uglify them. And as the Shaykh said, as for the one, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffice us with his, from his evil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from his evil and repel his plot, who accuses the Salafis and the manager Salafi with this great lie. At the same time, when he is praising and speaking good about the Khawarij and about the Takfiris. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uglify him. Shaykh, ana ma'ziratan shaykh, yani al-jumla al-akhira shaykh, qabbahullah, yani hadha rajul, hadha al-mutakallim.
Naam, qabbahallahu al-hizbiyya, yani al-tahazzub, كيف يلعب بهم؟ نعم.
So the Shaykh Hafidhullah, he said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uglify this Hizbiyya, this partisanship, which basically makes the truth, or makes the falsehood look like, seem to be the truth. Fadl Shaykhana.
قال الألباني رحمه الله تعالى وهو يتكلم على الخوارج قال اليوم والتاريخ يعيد نفسه كما يقولون فقد نبتت نابتة من الشباب المسلم لم يتفقهوا في الدين إلا قليلا ورأوا أن الحكام لا يحكمون بما أنزل الله إلا قليلا فرأوا الخروج عليهم دون أن يستشيروا أهل العلم والحكمة منهم بل ركبوا رؤوسهم أثاروا فتنا عمياء وسفكوا الدماء انتهى. وكلام الألباني رحمه الله تعالى واضح جلي أن هؤلاء الخوارج جهال لم يرجعوا للعلماء ولم يتفقهوا في الدين وأثاروا الفتن، فما للسلفيين ولهؤلاء الخوارج؟ نعم.
الشيخ حفظه الله، I want to mention the same of Imam al-Albani rahimahullah when he's talking about the Khawarij, and the Shaykh said, and today, and history repeats itself as they say, they have sprung up a group of shabab, a group of youth who have not got thick understanding of the religion. And they see that the rulers are ruling and other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. And this led them to do khuruj, rebel against the Muslim rulers without consulting the people of knowledge. So they started these, and they gave rise, and they brought about these trials and tribulations, and spilling of blood. And Imam al-Albani's speech is very clear, in that the Khawarij, they are ignorant people. They are ignorant people, who have no knowledge of the religion. And they cause and they incite fitan trials and tribulations. So how are these two connected? Therefore, the Salafis and the Khawarij. Faddal Shaykhana.
أيضا مما يرد هذه الفرية أننا لا نعلم بحمد الله تعالى سلفيا واحدا مع الدواعش لا يوافقهم في قولهم ولا في فعلهم. نعم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah is going to say, and likewise what further refutes this fabrication and this lie is that we, alhamdulillah, we don't know any Salafi that's with Daesh, agreeing with them in their action, with their actions and their speech. نعم. تفضل شيخ.
أيضا الدواعش يكفرون السلفيين ويعتبرونهم عملاء للحاكم. نعم.
And likewise the Khawarij, also Daesh, they make takfir of the Salafiyin and they consider them as people who are working for the rulers and for the government. نعم شيخ تفضل.
وأيضا المنهج السلفي يحارب التكفير والخروج وقتل الأبرياء وقتل النفس ويحارب التحزبات والتنظيمات والخروج على الحكام. وكذا السلفيون علماؤهم يحاربون هذه الأفكار، فكيف يقال اتفقوا في المنهج واختلفوا في التطبيق؟ لا شك أن هذه فرية عظيمة. نعم.
And the Shaykh Hafidah Allah went on to say, and likewise, the Salafis, they have declared war upon the methodology, the Salafi methodology has declared war upon takfir, upon declaring Muslims to be disbelievers, and killing the innocent, and killing people. And it's declared war on these parties and groups, and war against, and it's declared war against going against and rebelling against the Muslim rulers. And likewise, the Salafi scholars, they have waged their war and they have opposed this ideology. So then how can it be said that the Salafis and the Daesh, they both have the same manhaj, but the implementation of this manhaj and the practice of this manhaj is different? Indeed, this is a great lie and a great fabrication. Tafadhal Shaykhana.
نقول لهؤلاء إن الحقيقة أن الدواعش هي نبتة إخوانية قطبية حدادية ربيبة الجماعات. نعم.
نعم. So the Shaykh said, we say to these people that the reality is that Daesh is a, this Daesh is an offspring, is a, it has come about from the Qutbis and from the Ikhwanis and from the Haddadis. نعم تفضل شيخنا.
وأما النقطة التي تليها، العنصر الذي يليه، هل يوجد خوارج في هذا الزمان؟ الأحاديث أفادت أن الخوارج يخرجون ويستمرون، وأنهم يخرجون مع الدجال في عراضهم، ولكن أنا وضعت هذا العنصر لأن هناك قول باطل عاطل يقول إن الخوارج هم الذين كانوا في زمن علي وبعد زمن علي رضي الله عنه لا يوجد خوارج. لا شك أن هذا جهل وتخبط وكذب وافتراء. فقد سئل العلامة الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى، هل يوجد في هذا الزمان فكر الخوارج ومن يحمل فكر الخوارج؟ فأجاب بأن نعم موجود، وأن هذا التكفير والتفجير والاعتداء هو عين مذهب الخوارج في كلام معناه. نعم.
Then the Shaykh will move on to the next point, and he says, Hafidahullah, do Khawarij exist in our time today? The Shaykh said the various the hadith they indicate that they will come about, they will come, they will appear, and they will continue until the Dajjal appears amongst them. And the Shaykh said, why I've mentioned it, because there is a false speech, the batil, falsehood, false speech, that the Khawarij used to exist in the time of Ali radiallahu anhu, and after that it didn't exist. And the Shaykh said, this is ignorance, and this is lying and fabrication. And Allama Fawzan, Hafidahullah, he was asked the question, that in our time today, the ideology of the Khawarij, does it exist? And the Shaykh said, yes. And from it comes the takfir, and this bloodshed that we have, and this bombing, and going against the Muslim rulers, all these emanate today from the ideology of the Khawarij, and this is the in actuality, the manhaj of the Khawarij. Fadl Shaykhana.
والعنصر التالي هو في ذكر صفاتهم وأحوالهم، وسأختصر لأن هذا العنصر طويل جدا، سأحاول الاختصار بإذن الله تعالى. فمن ذلك ما رواه أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال، بينما نحن عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقسم الغنائم أتاه ذو الخويصرة وهو رجل من بني تميم، فقال: يا رسول الله اعدل. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: ويلك، ومن يعدل إذا لم أعدل؟ قد خبت وخسرت إن لم أكن أعدل. فقال عمر: يا رسول الله ائذن لي فيه فأضرب عنقه. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: دعه، فإن له أصحابا يحقر أحدكم صلاته مع صلاتهم وصيامه مع صيامهم، يقرؤون القرآن لا يجاوز تراقيهم، يمرقون من الدين كما يمرق السهم من الرمية. أخرجه البخاري ومسلم. نعم.
Then the Shaykh Hafidahullah moved on to the next point, and that is describing the attributes and the condition. And the Shaykh said, I'm going to summarize here because this part is very long, but inshallah he's going to summarize. So the first point is what has been narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala an. He said, whilst we were with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he was distributing the war booty, a man by the name of Dhul Khuwaitra, who's from the tribe of Bani Tamim, he came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, be just. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, woe be to you. Who will be just if I am not just? The Prophet continues and said, indeed, you will be from the losers. You will be destroyed and you will be in loss if I was not just. And Umar radiallahu anhu sought permission from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to strike his neck. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, leave him, for indeed he will have companions who will perform the prayer, he will have companions and you will see your prayers insignificant in comparison to their prayers. And likewise your fasting insignificant to their fasting. And they will read the Quran but will not go beyond their throat. And they will pass through and exit the religion just as an arrow passes through its target. And this was narrated by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. Tafaddal Shaykhana.
جاء في الأحاديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه ذكر الخوارج وأنهم كلاب النار، فقد جاء عن عبد الله بن أبي أوفى أتاه رجل يقال له سعيد بن جمهان فسلم عليه، فقال له عبد الله بن أبي أوفى: من أنت؟ فقال: أنا سعيد. قال: فما فعل والدك؟ قال: قتلته الأزارقة، والأزارقة الخوارج، طائفة من الخوارج، مجموعة من الخوارج. فقال عبد الله بن أبي أوفى: لعن الله الأزارقة، لعن الله الأزارقة. حدثنا رسول الله أن صلى الله عليه وسلم أنهم كلاب النار. قال سعيد: قلت لعبد الله بن أبي أوفى: الأزارقة وحدهم أم الخوارج كلها؟ قال: بلى، الخوارج كلها. نعم.
In the Shaykh Hafidahullah, he said there are many hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم describing the Khawarij. And from the description is that the Khawarij are from the dogs of the hellfire. As comes in a hadith or narration on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa that Sa'id ibn Jumhan. He came to him and he said, he came to Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa and Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa said to him, who are you? And he said, I am Sa'id. And then he said, what happened to your father? What did your father do? And then Sa'id said, the Azariqa, they killed my father. And Azariqa are the Khawarij. And he said, may la'an Allah Azariqa. He said it twice. May Allah curse the Azariqa. And he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, informed us that they are from the dogs of the hellfire. Sa'id said to Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa, is it only Azarifa or all of the Khawarij? And Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa, he said rather all of the Khawarij, i.e. all of the Khawarij are dogs of the hellfire. Fadda Shaykhana.
جاء في الحديث أيضا أن هؤلاء الخوارج أحداث الأسنان كما في حديث علي بن أبي طالب عند البخاري، وأحداث الأسنان أي أنهم صغار. وسبحان الله، نرى هؤلاء الدواعش وهؤلاء الخوارج صغار السن. نعم.
Like Sheikh Hafidahullah, he said another description of this as comes in the hadith that they are young in age. As has been narrated by Ali radiyallahu ta'ala and as it comes in Bukhari. And the Shaykh says, subhanAllah, this is what we see today, that when you look at Daesh and the Khawarij, they are young in age. Fadal Shaykhana.
أيضا جاء في الحديث أنهم سفهاء الأحلام أي العقول، أي لا يتصرفون تصرفات سليمة، بل تصرفاتهم تدل على أنهم مسلوبو العقول. فذاك الذي يقتل خاله، وذاك الذي قتل أمه، وذاك الذي قتل أخاه، وذاك الذي فجر نفسه، وذاك الذي فجر عند في القرب من المسجد النبوي، هل هؤلاء لديهم عقول؟ هل هؤلاء لديهم قلوب؟ إن هؤلاء يتصرفون تصرفات الوحوش، ولربما تنزهت الوحوش عن أفعالهم، لذلك كانوا سفهاء العقول لا يحسنون التصرف ولا التفكير. نعم.
Then the Shaykh Hafidahullah, he said likewise comes in the hadith that they are foolish in intellect. Yani their dealings and their actions are not actions which are normal. Rather, the actions indicate that they have no uqul, that they have no intellect. This one, he kills his maternal uncle. This one, he kills his mother. This one kills his brother. This one blows himself up. This one blows himself up close by, and he close to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So do these people have intellect? Do they have heart? Rather, their actions and their dealings are wild, like they are wild dealings. Yani they are not saleem, they are not correct, they are not normal. And so therefore, this is what the Prophet ﷺ meant when he said that they are foolish in intellect. They are foolish in intellect because their way of thinking and their actions are indicative of this. Shaykhana zakartum yani yatasarrafun tasarrufat al-wuhush wal bal al-wuhush
bal al-wuhush la taf'al mithla fi'lihim. Yani yaqtul ummahu, yaqtul akhahu.
Yeah, so the Shaykh said these people, their actions are like the actions of wild people. Of wuhush, like, and he said that the wuhush, they do not even do such actions. They do not even do such actions. Shaykhana, qasdukum bil wuhush, yani al hayawanat, Shaykh?
Ay, naam, al wahsh, al hayawan al muftaris.
Now, sorry, what the Shaykh meant is that their actions are like the actions of wild animals. The actions of beasts of prey, and even the beasts of prey, and they do not commit such actions. Tafadhal Shaykhana.
أيضا هم أحداث الأسنان صغار السن لا عقول عندهم ولا علم ولا حلم. أيضا جاء في الحديث أنهم يقولون من خير قول البرية كما في حديث علي عند البخاري، والمعنى أنهم يتكلمون بكلام إذا سمعه السامع يظن أنهم أهل ديانة وأهل استقامة، ولكنهم في حقيقة أمرهم يقولون بألسنتهم ما ليس في قلوبهم، هم أهل فجور وأهل ظلم وأهل بدعة وضلالة. نعم.
The Sheikh wanted to say, so these people, as has been described, they are young in age, and they have no intellect, and they have no knowledge. As it comes another hadith, they talk with the best of speech. Yani the best speech that you find amongst creation, they speak with that speech. Their speech is like the best speech amongst creation. As it comes in the hadith of Ali radiallahu anhu in Bukhari. This is because the way they talk and what they say, the people, they think that these people are religious people and they are upon uprightness. However, the reality is that they say with their tongues that which is not in their hearts. Rather, they are rebellious people. They are rebellious people and they are people of innovation and they are people of oppression.
أيضا جاء في وصفهم أنهم لا يفهمون دين الله، فهم يقرؤون القرآن قراءة كثيرة ولكن بلا فهم، وهم يتعبدون لله ويجتهدون في الطاعة ولكن لا أثر لها في قلوبهم، كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: تحقرون صلاتكم إلى صلاتهم وقراءتكم إلى قراءتهم وصيامكم إلى صيامهم. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: يدعون إلى كتاب الله وليسوا منه في شيء، أي أنهم لا يفهمون القرآن. نعم.
الشيخ حفظه الله wanted to say, and likewise from the description, is that they have no understanding of the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. They have no understanding of the religion of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They read the Quran without any understanding. They strive in acts of worship, but this has no effect on their hearts. As come in the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will consider, and he will speak to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you will consider your salah and your reading of the Quran and your fasting insignificant in comparison to theirs. And likewise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith, they called the book of Allah, while in fact they have nothing to do with the book of Allah, i.e. they do not understand the Quran. Fadr Shaykh.
ولذلك قال ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما في الخوارج: إنهم انطلقوا إلى آيات نزلت في الكفار فجعلوها على المؤمنين، يعني جعلوا معنى الآيات التي نزلت في الكفار حملوها على المؤمنين فكفروهم. نعم.
And the Shaykh Hafidah Allah, he said, and likewise Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma said regarding the Khawarij, they went to the ayat, the verse of the Quran which you revealed regarding the kuffar, the disbelievers, and they applied them upon the Muslims. So they therefore they declared them to be disbelievers.
أيضا من صفاتهم أنهم شر الخلق والخليقة، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم.
From amongst their characteristics is that they are the worst of creation and the worst of creatures, just as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has said. تفضل شيخنا.
قال عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما في الخوارج: أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين. نعم.
Likewise, Abdullah ibn Amr رضي الله عنهما, he said regarding the khawarij, upon them is the curse of Allah and the angels and the whole of mankind. تفضل شيخنا.
وقال الإمام أحمد: الخوارج قوم سوء، لا أعلم في الأرض قوما أشر منهم.
Likewise, Imam Ahmad رحمه الله, he said, the Khawarij are an evil people. I do not know upon this earth a people who are more evil than them. نعم شيخ.
وقال الأجري رحمه الله تعالى: لم يختلف العلماء قديما وحديثا أن الخوارج قوم سوء عصاة لله ولرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، إلى أن قال: والخوارج الشراة الأنجاس الأرجاس، ومن كان على مذهبهم وسائر الخوارج يتوارثون هذا المذهب قديما وحديثا. نعم.
Then the Shaykh Rahimahullah mentioned that Imam Al-Jurri, he said, none of the ulama, whether the past or the present, have differed that the Khawarij are an evil people who are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until he said that they are evil, impure, filthy people. And likewise, the one who is upon their way, their methodology. يعني شيخهم أنجاس وأرجاس ومن كان على مذهبهم.
أكمل. نعم.
نعم نعم قلتم يعني هم أنجاس وأرجاس ومن كان على مذهبهم.
أي نعم، من الخوارج قديما وحديثا. هذا قول الأجري تكملته.
تفضل شيخ.
وقال ابن تيمية معلقا على قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: شر قتلى تحت أديم السماء، ثم قال: أي أنهم، أي الخوارج، شر على المسلمين من غيرهم، فإنهم لم يكن أحد شرا على المسلمين منهم، لا اليهود ولا النصارى، فإنهم، أي الخوارج، كانوا مجتهدين في قتل كل مسلم لم يوافقهم، مستحلين لدماء المسلمين وأموالهم وقتل أولادهم، مكفرين لهم، وكانوا متدينين بذلك لعظم جهلهم وبدعتهم المضلة. يعني أنهم كانوا يتقربون بقتل المسلمين تدينا لله، كما قتل ذاك الخارجي علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه، وافتخر بقتله لعلي، وأنه يتقرب بقتله لعلي عند الله. هكذا الخوارج قبحهم الله يتدينون بقتل المسلمين. نعم، يعني يتعبدون الله بقتل المسلمين.
The Shaykh حفظه الله, he went on to mention the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah when he was speaking about the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed the worst of people who are killed under the sky are the Khawarij. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, so Khawarij are more severe upon the Muslims than anyone else. And there is nobody who is more severe against the Muslims than them. Not the Jews and not the Christians. And this is because they strive in killing every single Muslim who does not agree with them. They strive in killing them and their children, and they're spilling their blood. And they seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while they are doing this. Just like that Khariji who killed Ali radiallahu ta'ala and then he was proud of this. So these Khawarij, may Allah uglify them. These Khawarij, they seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by killing the Muslims. Fadal Shaykhah.
روى الإمام أحمد في كتاب السنة عن عون بن عبد الله قال: بعثني عمر بن عبد العزيز رحمه الله إلى الخوارج أكلمهم، فقلت لهم: هل تدرون ما علامتكم في وليكم، يعني الذي تنصرونه أو تتولونه، ما علامتكم في وليكم التي إذا لقيكم بها أمن بها عندكم وكان بها وليكم، وما علامتكم في عدوكم التي إذا لقيكم بها خاف بها عندكم وكان بها عدوكم. يعني يقول للخوارج هذا عون بن عبد الله، يقول: هل تعلمون ما العلامة التي إذا جاءكم الرجل يكون آمنا معكم، وما العلامة التي إذا جاءكم الرجل يكون خائفا منكم؟ فقالوا: ما ندري ما تقول، يعني ما نفهم ما تقول. فقال: علامتكم عند وليكم التي إذا لقيكم بها أمن بها عندكم وكان بها وليكم أن يقول أنا نصراني أو يهودي أو مجوسي. لماذا؟ لأنهم لا يقتلون أهل الأوثان. وعلامتكم عند عدوكم التي إذا لقيكم بها خاف بها عندكم وكان بها عدوكم أن يقول أنا مسلم. يعني إذا جاءكم الرجل وقال أنا نصراني أو يهودي أو مجوسي لا تقتلونه، وإذا جاءكم الرجل وقال أنا مسلم قتلتموه، وهذه هي علامة الخوارج. نعم.
عند الشيخ حفظه الله يمنشن إمام أحمد أستل in the book of Sunnah، in كتاب السنة، that Awn ibn Abdullah, he said that Umar ibn Abdulaziz sent me to the Khawarij. So he spoke to Khawarij, and based in summary, he said to them, do you know what sign, there's an alama, there's a sign that is present within a group of people who meet you, and he will become your friend, and he will be safe from you. Do you know what this sign is? A group of people possess this alama, this thing, this alama, they possess this, by way of which he becomes your wali, he becomes your friend, and he is safe from you. And likewise, okay, just to finish this point, then they replied by saying, we don't understand what you were saying. And he said, basically, that alama, that sign is, if a person comes to you and he says, I'm a Christian, or I'm a Majusi, a fire worshipper, or I am a Jew. Now, him possessing this, he will become your friend, and he'll be safe from you. Why? Because the Khawarij, they do not kill the people of idol worship. They do not kill the kuffar. And then he continued and he said that, and you know what that sign is, if a group of people possess this characteristic, there's a characteristic, a group of people possess it and they come to you with it, by way of this characteristic, he will become your enemy and he will fear you. And he will not be safe from you. And then again this, you know, then when he explained to them what this characteristic is, and he goes, it's a person who says, I'm a Muslim. Because they are the ones that kill the Muslims while they leave the people of idol worship. تفضل شيخنا.
أيضا من علاماتهم أنهم أهل عبادة وتدين في الظاهر، وهذا خطير. لماذا؟ لأن العوام ينخدعون بهم ويحسنون الظن بهم ويقتدون بهم وقد يناصرونهم ويكونون معهم. لذلك حذرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حالهم، وأن لا ينخدع المسلم بهم. قال الآجري رحمه الله تعالى: لا ينبغي لمن رأى اجتهاد خارجي، يعني في العبادة، قد خرج على الإمام وسل سيفه واستحل قتال المسلمين، فلا ينبغي له أن يغتر بقراءته للقرآن، ولا بطول قيامه في الصلاة، ولا بدوام صيامه، ولا بحسن ألفاظه في العلم، إذا كان مذهبه مذهب الخوارج. نعم.
Then the Sheikh Hafidullah continued and said, another one of the signs is that they are people of worship. And outwardly they are seen as people, religious people. And the Sheikh said this is a very dangerous thing. And this is because the general people, they will become deceived by them and they will have good thoughts about them. They might even start taking them as their role models and following them. And they might even aid them and support them. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ warned us and told us about the characteristics so that the Muslims do not become deceived. And this is why Imam Ajuri rahimahullah said, it is not befitting for you to see a person who strives in performing, it's not befitting for you when you see a khariji who is striving in worship, and at the same time he is spilling blood and going against the Muslim rulers and the Muslims. It's not befitting that when you see this worship of his, that you do, that you don't become deceived. It's not befitting that you become deceived with his reciting of the Quran and his lengthy standing in prayer and his continuous fasting and his and his statements that he speaks of and the knowledge which he speaks with.
أيضا من أحوالهم وصفاتهم أنهم يردون السنة لا يعملون بالسنة إذا لم يأتي في القرآن ما يؤيدها، بل أشد من ذلك وأقبح. قال ابن تيمية رحمه الله: الخوارج جوزوا على الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم نفسه أن يجور، يعني يظلم، كما قال ذاك ذو الخويصرة: اعدل، يعني أنت ظالم لم تعدل. فجوزوا على الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يجور وأن يضل في سنته، ولم يوجبوا طاعته ومتابعته، وإنما صدقوه فيما بلغه من القرآن دون ما شرعه من السنة التي تخالف بزعمهم ظاهر القرآن، انتهى. فهذا دليل على سفاهة عقولهم وأنهم لم يفهموا القرآن مع كثرة قراءتهم للقرآن، فيردون السنة ويتهمون النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالظلم وأنه يضل وينحرف في سنته. فهذا وحده كاف في بيان ضلالهم وانحرافهم وأنهم أهل زيغ وأهل بدعة وضلالة. نعم.
Likewise, the Shaykh Hafidhullah said, and from their signs is that they, the Khawarij, they reject the Sunnah and they don't act by it except if it comes in the Quran that which supports it, which supports it. And the Shaykh said, what's more ugly and severe than this is what the Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, that the Khawarij, they made permissible upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, he can oppress. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can oppress. Just as Dhul-Qawaysh says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yeah, they'll be just, I don't, then he, don't be unjust, don't oppress. That's the meaning of his statement. And likewise, they see it permissible that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can, a'udhu billah, deviate in regard to sunnah. That he can make mistakes and deviate regarding the sunnah. And this is why the only part of the sunnah they act upon they act upon that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has conveyed from the Quran. And this is a clear indication of their foolishness. And it clearly shows that they do not understand the Quran even though they read it so much.
نعم شيخ. فشيخ بس في الأخير ذكرتم إن دليل على السفاهة يقولهم ولا يفهم القرآن مع كثرة قراءتهم له.
نعم أكمل. إيه نعم، لا يفهمون معانيه، لأن القرآن فيه الأمر بالرجوع لسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
نعم. أكمل. Yes. نعم. So the Sheikh Hafidhullah Allah, he said that basically as just the call was cut off there, but to continue, the Sheikh said, so this basically is enough to explain that these people are evil and they are deviants and they are innovators whilst holding these beliefs. And they show you they do not understand the Quran, because inside the Quran, in the Quran is an order to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نعم تفضل شيخنا.
وأما العنصر التالي مناظرة ابن عباس الخوارج وهي طويلة، فسوف أختصر فيها على بعض الأمور. منها أن ابن عباس لما ذهب للخوارج ليبين لهم الحق قال بعضهم لا تسمعوا له، فهذه سنة الخوارج أنهم ينفرون عن العلماء. لماذا؟ حتى لا يعرف الناس الحق الذي عند العلماء. نعم.
Then the point is follows. This is the debate which Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma had with the Khawarij. The Shaykh said, well, this debate is very long, and the Shaykh is again going to summarize it. So the first point the Shaykh Hafidullah made, that when Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma went to them to clarify to them the truth, they said, don't listen to him. And the Shaykh said that this is from the Sunnah, this is from the way of the Khawarij, that they warn the people from the ulama, from the scholars. Scare the people away from the scholars. So that the people, they don't get, so the people don't get to know the truth. Fadal Shaykhana.
أيضا جاء في المناظرة أن ابن عباس قال لهم جئتكم من أصحاب من عندي أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وليس فيكم منهم أحد، يعني أن الخوارج ليس معهم العلماء وليس معهم أهل الحق وأهل السنة، إنما معهم العوام والجهال وسفهاء العقول. نعم.
Now, then the Shaykh said the second point which was mentioned about Hafidhullah about the debate is that when Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu went to them, he said to them, I have come to you from the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there is not one of them amongst you. So the point is the Khawarij, they do not have anyone of knowledge with them, any of the scholars, neither did they have anyone with them from the people of truth and the people of Sunnah, but rather they were all juhal, ignorant people and foolish people. تفضل شيخ.
أيضا لما ناظرهم ابن عباس وبين لهم خطأهم وأنهم لم يفهموا في القضايا التي ناقشوه فيها، رجع معه إلى الحق ما يقارب ثلث الجيش من الخوارج، وهذا دليل على أن بعض الذين معهم قد غرر بهم وأنهم لم يفهموا، وأنهم لما تبين لهم الحق رجعوا، وأن بعضهم أصر على باطله واستمر في ضلاله وغيه، ففي هذا كما قال أهل العلم إلى أن الرجل إذا كان ملتبس عليه الحق وعنده شبهة فلا مانع من بيان الحق له وإزالة الشبهة، وأما إن أصر وعاند فمثل هذا لا يلتفت إليه. نعم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah continued and he says, when Abdullah ibn Abbas debates with them and regarding the issues, regarding some of the issues, and they did not understand. They did issues which they did not understand. Ibn Abbas debates with them regarding these issues. And after the debate, a third of the army from these Khawarij returned. They came back to the truth. And they left the Khawarij. And this is the sign, this shows that these people were deceived. And they just did not understand. And they left the falsehood. And they returned to the truth. And they left the Khawarij. However, some of them, they persisted in this falsehood and in this misguidance. And they stuck to it. And this, the people of knowledge, they mention, therefore, that there's a person who is confused and he has some doubts, a shubha, it's no problem to clarify to him the truth. However, if a person always persists and he's obstinate, then he is not to be dealt with. I mean, he is to be turned away from and not given any attention. Tafadhal Shaykhana.
وأما العنصر التالي فهو حالهم لو تمكنوا في الأرض، فالحمد لله الذي لم يمكنهم، فقد جاء في الأحاديث والآثار ما يدل على أنهم لا يتمكنوا بإذن الله تعالى، وأن أهل الإسلام يقضون عليهم ثم يخرج عنق آخر منهم، فهم لو تمكنوا في الأرض لقتلوا أهل الإسلام وتركوا أهل الأوثان. نعم.
Then the Sheikh Hafidhullah, he said the next point is, now what would happen if they got established upon the earth? And the Sheikh Hafidhullah said, Alhamdulillah, all praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has not given them this establishment, who has not established them upon the earth. And this is because they will never become established, inshaAllah. Because every time they rise, they'll be cut off. And if they were to become established upon the earth, then they will kill the Muslims and they will leave off the kuffar and the people of idol worship. Fadal Shaykhana.
قال وهب ابن منبه في الخوارج: لو مكن الله لهم من رأيهم لفسدت الأرض وقطعت السبل والحج ولعاد أمر الإسلام جاهلية، إلى آخر كلامه.
شيخ عفوا بس صوت كان يعني وهب ابن منبه رحمه الله يقول لو مكن الله رأي الخوارج.
نعم، يعني لو أن الخوارج تولوا في الأرض ونشروا مذهبهم وكانت لهم دولة لفسدت الأرض، إلى آخره.
نعم. So Wahab ibn Munabbih rahimahullah said that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established the khawarij, they will aid their manhaj, they will aid their madhab, their way. And as a result of this, the earth will become corrupt and the jahiliyyah, ignorance will spread to the end of the statement of Wahab ibn Munabbih rahimahullah. And Fadl Shaykhana.
أيضا هم يسفكون الدم الحرام، جاء في البداية والنهاية لابن كثير، جعلوا في وصف الخوارج قال: جعلوا يقتلون النساء والولدان ويبقرون بطون الحبالة، يبقرون بمعنى يطعنونهم في بطونهم، يطعنون المرأة الحامل، ويفعلون أفعالا لم يفعلها غيرهم. وقال ابن كثير أيضا في وصفهم حين ذكر أنهم قد أزالهم الله عز وجل قال: إذ قال وفيه خيرة عظيمة لهم ولأهل الشام أيضا، إذ لو قووا هؤلاء يعني الخوارج لو كانت لهم قوة لأفسدوا الأرض كلها عراقا وشاما، ولم يتركوا طفلا ولا طفلة ولا رجلا ولا امرأة، لأن الناس عندهم قد فسدوا فسادا لا يصلحهم إلا القتل جملة. نعم.
نعم. Also from the Sheikh, from the characteristics, or the next point the Sheikh Hafidhullah mentioned, that basically blood which is not permissible to be spilled, they spill the blood. They kill people. And this is Mashwa Ibn Kathir, Rahimahullah, in Bidayah wa Nihaya, that basically they spill the blood of all the people. They spill their blood. They kill them. They kill the children. And they kill the women. And likewise, they pierce the stomachs of the pregnant women and kill the babies. And they do actions which no one other than them does. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he continues and he mentioned that if they were to get established upon the earth, they will corrupt all the earth, Iraq and Sham. And they will kill children. And this is because the people in their eyes have become so corrupt that nothing can rectify them except this mass killing, this mass bloodshed. تفضل شيخنا.
ومن أبلغ الأوصاف وأقواها التي وصف بها هؤلاء الخوارج والدواعش والتنظيم القاعدة ما ذكره الشيخ العلامة صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى في وصفهم وحالهم، حيث قال: يعني إن هؤلاء الخوارج الذين في هذه الأيام شر من الخوارج السابقين. لماذا؟ قال: لأن الخوارج يعني السابقين يبرزون في المعارك على ما هم عليه من جهل، لكن أي الخوارج الذين في هذه الأيام ومنهم الدواعش، لكن نعم يعني الخوارج، هو الآن يذكر الخوارج السابقين، قال: الخوارج يبرزون في المعارك على ما هم عليه من جهل، لكن ما يدمرون البيوت على ما فيها من فيها على النساء وعلى الأطفال وعلى البريء وعلى المعاهدين وأهل العهد وأهل الأمان، ما كان الخوارج يفعلونه، هذا أشد من فعل الخوارج، يعني هؤلاء الذين يفجرون ويدمرون. قال الشيخ الفوزان: هذا أشبه ما يكون بفعل القرامطة، لأن القرامطة أعمالهم مبنية على السرية، وهؤلاء أعمالهم سرية، والخوارج أعمالهم ليست سرية، يظهرونها ويصرحون بها، فهم أشد من الخوارج، أي هؤلاء الدواعش والخوارج هم مثل القرامطة. نعم.
And the Sheikh Hafidahullah, he said from the most, from amongst the characteristics which stands out the most and the strongest of the characteristics by the Khawari, the Daesh and the Qaeda is as was mentioned by Sheikh Allama Salih Fawzan Hafidahullah, who is speaking comparing the Khawari of the past and the present. And he's saying that these Khawari of our time, they are worse than the Khawari, the previous Khawari. Because the previous Khawarij, they used to come and fight in battles upon the jahl that they were upon the ignorance that they were upon. However, they did not used to kill all these people and destroy houses and buildings and kill the innocent people and kill children and those people that have been given security by the country, the mu'ahad, the one who's got a pact between him and the country they entered. They did not used to kill these people. However, the Khawarij now, they are the ones that do all these actions, and they blow themselves up even. But they resemble more, the Khawarij of our time, they resemble more, their actions resemble the actions of the Karamita. Because the Karamita, their actions are all done in secret. And likewise, the actions of the Khawarij of the present time today. However, the Khawarij which were known in the past, they used to openly display their actions and openly declare what they're upon and their actions. So this shows that the Daesh and the Khawarij of our time today, they are from the Karamita. شهر داعش والخوارج في أصرنا اليوم هم من القرامطة، يعني
أي كالقرامطة من غلاة الباطنية
نعم. They are just like the قرامطة. The Sheikh has just said they are just like the قرامطة. طيب تفضل شيخنا.
ولا شك أن ما حصل في هذه الأيام في رمضان الماضي من قتل الشابان أو الشابين لأمهم وطعنهم لأبيهم وأخيهم، ومن ذاك الذي فجر نفسه قرب المسجد النبوي، لا شك يدلنا على أنهم في أشد أنواع من أشد أنواع الخبث، وأنهم لا يرحمون أحدا، بل قتلوا حتى الصحابة، قتلوا عليا رضي الله عنه وغيره. بل انظروا إلى هذا الأثر، عبادة الليثي رضي الله عنه أخذه الخوارج، قبض عليه الخوارج وهو صحابي، فقال لهم أرضوا مني بما رضي مني رسول الله حين أسلمت. فقالوا له وما رضي به منك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال أتيته فشهدت أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله فقبل ذلك وأن محمد رسول الله فقبل ذلك مني. قال فقتلوه ولم يقبلوا منه، قتلوا الصحابي وقال لهم رسول الله قبلني، فهذا يدل على أنهم لو تولوا لقتلوا الناس جميعا، لأنهم كما سبق من قول ابن كثير يرون أن الناس فسدوا جملة ولا يصلحهم إلا القتل، قبحهم الله. نعم.
And the Shaykh Hafiz, all I want to say, there is no doubt regarding what happened during this Ramadan from those two boys killing their mother and stabbing their father and their brother. And likewise, this one blew himself up close to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's masjid. This shows that they have most extreme evil and filth with them. And they have no mercy upon anyone. But rather they have killed the Sahaba, they have killed the companions. And from amongst them is Ali radiallahu anhu and other than him. And likewise, as it comes in a narration of Ubadah al-Laythi radiallahu anhu, who was a Sahabi, that the Khawarij took him, and he's a Sahabi, he's a companion, and he said to them, will you not be pleased with that which the Prophet was pleased with me? Will you not be pleased with that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pleased from me or with me? He said, I came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I made my shahada, Allah ilaha illallah and Muhammad rasulullah sallam, and the Prophet accepted this from me, and he was pleased with this from me. He was pleased with it and he accepted it from me. So they just rejected him. They did not accept him, neither his statement, and they killed him. Whereas the Prophet ﷺ accepted him and was pleased with him, radiallahu anhu. So this showed that they would kill everyone and anyone. And this, as we mentioned before, the Sima ibn Kathir, radiallahu anhu, that they believed that the people have become so corrupt that nothing can fix them, nothing can rectify them except mass killing.
والعنصر الذي أختم به هذه الكلمة هو دعوة الخوارج والدواعش وتنظيم القاعدة للجهاد، هي دعوة باطلة، يصورون أنفسهم من المجاهدين في سبيل الله وهم في حقيقة أمرهم من المجاهدين في سبيل الشيطان. قال ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى: الكتاب والسنة مملوءان بالأمر بالجهاد وذكر فضيلته، لكن يجب أن يعرف الجهاد الشرعي الذي أمر الله به ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الجهاد البدعي. يعني لابد أن نميز بين الجهاد المشروع والجهاد غير المشروع البدعي. قال: من الجهاد البدعي بجهاد أهل الضلال الذين يجاهدون في طاعة الشيطان وهم يظنون أنهم مجاهدون في طاعة الرحمن، كجهاد أهل البدع والأهواء كالخوارج ونحوهم الذين يجاهدون في أهل الإسلام وفي من هو أولى بالله ورسوله منهم من السابقين الأولين والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، كما جاهدوا عليا ومن معه، وهم لمعاوية رضي الله عنه ومن معه أشد جهادا. فبين شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى أن أهل البدع وعلى رأسهم الخوارج يزعمون أنهم مجاهدون وهم في الحقيقة مجاهدون في سبيل الشيطان، في سبيل الهوى، في سبيل البدعة والضلال، فلا تغتر أيها المسلم، لا تغتر بحالهم، واحذرهم وحذر منهم، وكن على الطريق المستقيم. نعم
نعم شيخنا، معذرة بس فاتني بعض الكلام.
أعيد مرة أخرى. قال رحمه الله: والكتاب والسنة مملوءان بالأمر بالجهاد وذكر فضيلته، لكن يجب أن يعرف الجهاد الشرعي الذي أمر الله به ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الجهاد البدعي، كجهاد أهل الضلال الذين يجاهدون في طاعة الشيطان وهم يظنون أنهم مجاهدون في طاعة الرحمن، كجهاد أهل البدع والأهواء كالخوارج ونحوهم الذين يجاهدون في أهل الإسلام وفي من هو أولى بالله ورسوله منهم.
يا نعم شيخ، الجاهدون في أهل الإسلام والذين أولى
وفي من هو أولى بالله ورسوله منهم من السابقين الأولين، يعني يقاتلون الصحابة والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، كما جاهدوا عليا ومن معه، وهم لمعاوية يعني الخوارج قاتلوا معاوية ومن معه أشد جهاد. نعم
نعم جزاكم الله خير شيخ، جزاكم الله. نعم فالشيخ حفظه الله تعالى. He said that basically he's going to finish off at this point now. And the point is that the call of the Khawarij and Daesh and Qaeda for jihad, they call to jihad. And the Shaykh said this call is a false call, it's falsehood. And they picture themselves or they make themselves out as if they are fighting and they're doing jihad in the sabilillah, in the path of Allah, whereas in reality they are doing jihad in the path of the shaitan. And Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentioned that the book and the sunnah, they are full of ordering. And many evidences are found in the book and the sunnah ordering with jihad and mentioning its virtues. However, it's obligatory that we know and differentiate between the legislative jihad which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered with from the innovative jihad. Which is the innovative jihad, which is like the jihad of the people of misguidance who perform jihad in the path of the shaitan while they believe that they are performing jihad in the path of Ar-Rahman. Just like the jihad of the people of innovation and desires, like the Khawarij and others similar to them, who make jihad against the people of Islam. And they make a jihad against those people who have more right to Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam than them, who are closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are close to Allah azza wa jalla than them, from the foremost amongst the muhajirun and the ansar, the sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and all those who followed them in guidance. Just like they did jihad against Ali radiyallahu an and those who were with him. And their jihad against Muawiyah radiyallahu and the Khawarij, their jihad against Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala and those who were with him was even more severe. And so the Shaykh Hafidahullah said, so in here, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he explains that the people of innovation and Khawarij, that they in reality are performing jihad in the path the shaitan and desires and innovation, and not in the path of Ar-Rahman. Don't become deceived by them, and be aware of them, and warn against them. Ma'am, tafaddal shaykhana.
Ikhwani, barakallahu feekum. Akhtimu hadha al-liqa الذي أسأل الله عز وجل أن يكون في موازين أعمالنا وأن يكون حجة لنا لا حجة علينا، بقول وهب بن منبه وهو يوصي طلابه وأصحابه كان يقول لهم: احذروا أيها الأحداث الأغمار، احذروا أيها الأحداث الأغمار، هؤلاء الحروراء يعني الخوارج لا يدخلوكم في رأيهم المخالف، فإنهم عرة لهذه الأمة، فاحذروا بارك الله فيكم من فكر الخوارج والدواعش وتنظيم القاعدة وكل مذهب خارجي، ولا تكونوا معهم ولا تؤيدوهم ولا تغتروا بهم. أسأل الله عز وجل أن يحفظني وإياكم من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
Sheikh Hafidhullah, he said, I want to end this talk, which we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in our scales of good deeds, and that he makes it the evidence for us and not against us, with the statement of Wahb ibn Munabbih rahimahullah, who's advising his students. Sheikh Ma'ghirat and Sheikh Fatini and Kalam ibn Wahb ibn Ibad al-Kalimat. هل ممكن تعيده يا شيخنا؟ احذر أيها
نعم احذروا أيها الأحداث الأغمار، هؤلاء الحروراء يعني الخوارج لا يدخلوكم في رأيهم في بدعتهم. نعم أكمل ولا واضح؟
نعم احذر أيها الأحداث الأغمار، هؤلاء الخوارج لا يدخلكم في رأيهم
المخالف، فإنهم عرة لهذه الأمة يعني هم بلاء وسوء لهذه الأمة.
وشيخ يعني أي الأحداث الأغمار يعني هو يخاطب طلابه
نعم يعني طلابه صغار، قال يعني يقول لهم أنتم شباب فتية صغار، أنتم يعني معرضون لاختطاف هؤلاء الخوارج من جهة الأفكار.
نعم طيب شيخ واضح جزاك الله. Now so the Wahb ibn Munabbih rahimahullah, while he was advising his students and they're young in age, so he addressed them with that, or you the ones who are young in age, yani you are at risk from the ideology of these people, the Khawarij. So be aware of these Khawarij and let not any person make you enter their ideology, because they are evil and they are just a calamity upon this ummah. So the Shaykh Hafidahullah, he said, therefore I advise you, my brothers, be aware of the Khawarij and the Daesh and the Qaeda and all of them. And don't be deceived by them and don't be with them and don't support them. And the Shaykh made dua. He said, I ask Allah to protect me and you from all trials and tribulations, those that are hidden and apparent. Naam Shaykhana.
Naam. Alhamdulillah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala.
Naam. Jazakumullah Shaykhana. Barakallahu feekum wa... يعني أفدتمونا كثيرا جدا، يعني هذه المعلومات الذهبية، و يعني بارك الله فيكم ونسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعله في ميزان حسناتكم يوم القيامة وأن يبارك في جهودكم في نشر الدعوة السلفية، ونسأل الله تعالى لنا ولكم التوفيق وبارك الله فيكم.
آمين
آمين آمين وإياكم. وهذا فضل الله أولا وآخرا، ثم فضل العلماء جزاهم الله خيرا، استقيت من كلامهم ودروسهم، نفعنا الله جميعا بذلك. الله يحفظكم جميعا.
حياكم الله، رفع الله درجتكم يعني في الدارين يا شيخ.
آمين. الله يحفظكم جميعا.
رفع قدركم في الدارين. بارك الله فيكم شيخنا.
حياكم الله.
الله يحفظك شيخ.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.